I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Originally from Switzerland, Heinz Guger found his home in Australia via the United States. Now he earned his degrees in Switzerland and the U.S. and was president and CEO of a variety of different companies during his time here in the U.S. In 2004, he decided to quit the corporate world and move his family to Australia. They settled in rural Queensland, where they owned one of Australia's largest persimmon fruit farms. Over the next 15 years, he transformed that traditionally chemically farmed land into a thriving, holistic, and biodynamic farm using subtle energy techniques, dowsing, and radionics. Heinz is a dowsing and radionics practitioner and teacher and is dedicated to empowering people to take back their own power back. Here he is on Coast to Coast. Heinz, welcome. Fascinating.
Hi, good afternoon, George, and glad to be on the show.
Good to have you with us, too. So tell me about the corporate world you worked in here in the U.S., and then you just gave it all up.
Yeah, it was, you know, when the kids, we had two kids in the States. So our girl was born in New Jersey and our son in South Carolina. And when they were 5 and 9, it was the time to say, you know, we had the opportunity to move to Australia and work on a persimmon farm. And that's where we decided to leave, you know, before they get older. And, you know, the former guest that was talking a lot about Aboriginal Australians.
Yeah.
And I have to disappoint you. I don't have the Australian accent here. It's like a mix of between Swiss and American and Australian accent.
You sound like our friend Eric Von Doniken.
Yeah, I know. And I think we have that rough accent always coming around because of the Swiss-German background.
What made you decide to go into farming?
We were always, when we were kids, we grew up on the farm. And when the opportunity came up, we knew these people and they said, we want to sell. I said, why not? I mean, it's a lifestyle change and away from corporate. But, you know, farming is not just the beautiful sunshine and, you know, go out there once a while. It's a very stressful job. It's 24 hours a day. For people who are in farming, they know that. And you're always, you know, out in the weather. And your weather dictates your profits, basically, by the end.
And, Heinz, how did you make the transition as a farmer to start writing books about manifestation and holistics and dowsing? How did that all happen?
Yeah, that's a little bit. I never thought I would actually write a book about, you know, manifestation and dowsing. But it started off on the farm. And, you know, everybody knows working with supplements. So, you know, the fertilizer going onto the plants. And a lot of people also know you use biology to actually stimulate the soil. But not a lot of people knew about the energetic side of it. And so it started off when, you know, and still people are aware and they know the water dowsing. So people, they know the dowsers out there, they're finding water using these tools. And that's how I got introduced to it, and it just worked for me. So I was able to pick up these dowsing tools and seeing results. And the radionics came into place when we had some issues during the season on the persimmons. We have little lorikeets, they're called, they're little parrots.
Mm-hmm.
So during the day, and they can destroy an orchard in 2 days because they just nibble on the fruit. And in the night, we have bats. They really love the fruit. So the old way of farming was, you know, you just go up there and get rid of them. And I met my mentor at that time, Hugh Lovell, and he said, you know, look into radionics. And I never heard of radionics before, but I got into it. And I did a lot of mistakes during that period of time as well. But the results started to show that, oh, this is actually working. These subtle energies, devices are working. And as a farmer, you know, I always tried everything. And if it works, it then, you know, I don't question it, then I have results. If it doesn't work, you look for something else.
Do you wish you would have learned about these techniques earlier in your life, or do you think you're happy with the timing that it occurred?
I think if I would have known that before, or if everybody would have known that there's actually this subtle energy out there and how you can work with that, the world would be a better place. I mean, we're always introduced to that. We're always in that field. And, you know, I always look at an example when we were teenagers and we said, look, we really, Saturday night, you know, we put the good jeans on, we got the hair done, put the nice perfume on, we went out there and we all said, ladies, watch out, you know, the boys are
on the loose.
Saturday evening, on the loose, right? And we tried so hard and nothing happens. And then, you know, next weekend we just say, you know what, forget them, we just have some fun, play some cards, and they were everywhere. So this was basically, we're already doing it, we already did it, everybody does it, we're just not aware of it, how to harness and how to work with these energies.
Heinz, give us your definition of manifestation.
So manifestation is, we're in that field 24 hours a day, and it never stops. So when we look what's happening in the brain, we have a left brain and we have a right brain. And that's what's also, when we use radionics, we also use a scalar device, which is basically a device Tesla developed. And this manifestation is always happening. Now, what we can do, this manifestation works either good or bad. So whatever we're broadcasting out into our field, in our scalar field, will attract. So now that can be, it's up to you. And I had a lot of mistakes as well, because, you know, on the farm sometimes you get up in the morning, you had a beautiful day, you walk to the shed, and the flat tire is in the tractor. And so the first thing you do, you know, you kick it a few times and use some funny words. And that's basically, now I'm placing my order into the universe. And then, you know, the next thing is, what else can go wrong? And guess what? Everything else will go wrong as well. Then this didn't work, that didn't work, that didn't work. So manifestation is you can't really measure that, but that's your intent in the field, what you want to see to occur.
And Heinz, it doesn't work for everybody. Why not?
Well, because they always change the order, and I think that's the biggest thing. That's what I'm always telling people. If you have an intent, the first thing is you have to be very, very clear how you're actually going to formulate an intent or a manifestation. And, you know, and also how to formulate it. If you just say, for example, I want money, that will not come to you, because the want is already like, you know, lack of desire. You don't have. And then it's also, they change their order. So let's say they're really good at manifestation, and when you then always look at it, when you always observe your manifestation, you change the outcome. So compare it when you have a pizza, when you go to the pizza shop and you order a pizza. And you're going to tell the guy behind the counter exactly the size of the pizza, you know, what you like on it, how big it is. And then you start changing the order. So you might change it once, and because you want to put the olives back on, or then you change it the second time, you want to change another input. And after three times, the guy behind the counter might tell, you know, you come back when you know what you want. So
yeah, or he'll dump the pizza on your head or something.
That's it. You wouldn't even get it because, you know, you changed the order too many times. So the idea when you manifest, and that's the, it can't manifest when you change the order all the time. And that's just quantum physics tells us if you look at it, it's only observing it, you're changing it. So, and it happens to many people where, you know, you really desired something in your life and then you really want that until you don't go of it, it will not come to you.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which is morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do you know how to structure your intent to bring these results positively?
Right. So over the years doing what we did during the courses when I was teaching, there we have like a four-step program. So the first step is, and this is not AI written. You have to do this. This is your time. This is where you have to sit down, relax, and actually think what you really desire. And so the first paragraph is always, we stop what could interfere. And that doesn't come from fear. This is not fear-based stop. So, you know, when you go onto a building site, what you do is, you know, you make sure that there's no water going through the site, the road is maybe diverted. So that's just common sense what could interfere. And so that's the first paragraph we write. And you have to write it down. Because if you just put it out in the field, it's not anchored. It's very fluid. So the best way is you write them on a piece of paper. The second one is the way it is. So that doesn't mean the way it is or should or could. It's actually the way you see it finished already. You need to see the finished product. And the third step is you put the emotions onto the piece of paper. This is how you feel when you actually achieve that. And then the fourth one, and I think that's, I always stress that, and I think that's very important, that it's a safety switch, that you write, this or something better for the benefit of all and detriment of none. What this does, you don't want to attract money because you have repairs or you're not looking for a certain outcome and you're harming somebody during that process. So when you write this or something better for the benefit of all and detriment of none, then you're not harming anybody and the order is in the universe. It's placed. And then you just have to relax and, you know, wait until the pizza comes to you.
Heinz, let's talk about two different people. Let's talk about the successful person and the unsuccessful person. And by that, I mean, with the unsuccessful person, let's assume they can't keep a job, they can't make money, they can't have a relationship with somebody, they're down and out on their life and their luck. What are they doing wrong, in your opinion?
Never ever one thing. You know, there are people always that it must be this. You know, it's like there's always just one component which is important, but there's usually a whole variety of different things which don't work together. And what we learned on the farm, looking at balance in the soil and balance in the trees, we also would look at balance in a person. So when you have a balance is, you know, the emotional balance, the physical balance, the spiritual balance, and the mental balance. And sometimes we also look at the soul. And, you know, there are people out there, they're top fit. They're in the gym all the time. They eat the right food. But mentally, they're just on the right path. And they always think, I'm a poor boy. I don't deserve this. And it can't manifest. And the other hand is when you have very, very spiritual people, and they're way up there in the spiritual realm, but they don't come into the third dimension and do the job. So there's not just one to be said, this is the key. It's a balance of all the different inputs. So if you it's like a car. When you have a car with four tires and all four tires are pumped properly, then it flows better. So if you have your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual body in balance, you attract that better because you're in balance with all the realms and not just with one, you know. You don't want to have one higher than the other one because that scale will then shift to the other side.
Now, the person who is doing things the correct way, the right way, are they doing it with or without ego?
Ego is important in that case that, you know, you can't get rid of 100%. You don't want to shut that down. There's always that little bit there. But the more ego-driven you are, the more you want to achieve that, the less you're going to get it. So that means, you know, you still want to have a plan. You still got an idea, but you let go. So we had a lot of times when I work with farmers as well, you know, they look at the fruit, they look at the cattle, and they start calculating from the ego side. You know, this is the business. This is the yield. This is how much I can make money in. They're looking just at the profit side. That's just ego-driven. But when we turn it around and say, okay, start looking at how can I help the soil? How can I help the cattle? And you come from passion, love. Then the success will follow. So you almost, you still run a business, of course, but you're actually looking at more how can I support the soil and the animals to then receive the outcome I desire.
We're with Heinz Guger. His website is linked up at coasttocoastam.com. The book we're talking about is Dare to Manifest. Heinz, have you ever used manifestation in your dream state? And by that I mean before you go to bed, you think about something, and then you let your dreams take over and get these things done for you?
Yep. And I think everybody probably does that, but either consciously or subconsciously, you know, interacting with them. But you have to get out of the way. So if you actually then want to control how it's going to come to you, then you're putting a blockage onto that outcome. So if you get into a dream state and you see the product working, let source get to that point. You know, so this is not like a machine where you turn it on and you get an output at the end. You don't control that part. It's when you're in that dream state, you just let it happen. And this is very, very powerful as well. But again, make sure this is for the benefit of all, detriment of none. So you're not harming anybody during that process.
Heinz, can you give us an example of how somebody has used manifestation to change their life?
We had one. There's one lady. She She had to have a hip surgery, and she was very afraid to go there because, you know, of the doctors and the hospital. She really didn't like that whole process of getting, you know, knocked out fully when she has to surgery. So what we used first is she went and seen all these special surgeons because for that hip. And then what we did, we used some dowsing tools to actually find which one is the most qualified for her operation. And then we cleared that whole, the energy of the surgery, and, you know, when she comes out of surgery, the waking up state. And so during that process, she said this probably was her best experience ever. It sounds a little bit funny for a surgery, but she had that. And now she can walk again after like 25 years. So because we worked on the subtle side as well, she was able then to walk again now and actually go for a swim, which she couldn't do for 25 years.
Wow. Would you call that a miracle, Heinz?
I think we work with miracles every day. And for us, this is just normal. It's what we expect, and this is when you're used to that. This is what just happened every day for us.
It is truly remarkable. And did the ancients practice manifestation as well?
Oh, yeah. They knew that already. I mean, we're having tools now, which we, you know, we don't really need, but we're not that evolved anymore. But way back in the ancient times, they were living in that state, and they were able to hold these frequencies, because what is important on certain occasions is also when you have an intent, when you write that down, that is anchored. Now, if you can hold that intent for a half an hour without, you know, going up and down, then that will manifest. But usually after 10 seconds or 15 seconds, you know, your mind wanders off and it goes, what's for lunch and what's for dinner? So that's why we can use writing it down, and we use tools. Basically, we outsource that. But the ancient didn't have that, but they also didn't have to pay bills like we do and live in a society which we have now.
Well, that's true, too. We're stuck with all kinds of things like that, aren't we?
Yeah. That's part of the, they call it the evolution, right?
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.